99.9 Radio USA. You don't know her like I do. There's Brantley Gilbert, 653. And we're sitting here at 15 below. We've got more great music on the way. David Nail, whatever she's got, is coming up next. But right now, are you ready to get weird with me? The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. They say communication and mutual respect are the keys for a successful marriage. But for two Iowa couples, a side of bacon couldn't hurt either. Two couples decided to get married over the weekend at the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival in Des Moines, Iowa. Tricia Snyder and Tom Watson tied the knot on Saturday. They say they chose the venue because they both enjoy bacon. While Craig and April Rauch followed them, both couples exchanged vows and agreed to stay together in good times and in bacon. Bacon is good times, right? Okay, how about this one? A Florida woman has been arrested for feeding bears. 81-year-old Mary Musselman is accused of repeatedly feeding black bears outside her home, despite a judge ordering her to stop doing it. Fish and wildlife officials say the former school teacher would leave more than a dozen bowls of dog food outside for the bears to eat, even though she was warned about the dangers of feeding wildlife. Now, this is the second time she's been arrested for ignoring the orders to stop. Musselman has been charged with violating her probation and battery on a law enforcement official because she allegedly threatened to kill one of the arresting officers. I mentioned that she's 81 years old, right? Okay, and one more for you this morning. It's good to see elected officials tackling their constituents' most important issues. Missouri Congresswoman Courtney Allen Curtis has introduced a bill to the state legislature to make the high five the official greeting of Missouri. Her bill reads, "The high five is selected for and shall be known as the official state greeting in the state of Missouri." Curtis explains, an official state greeting could help to break up the monotony of the day-to-day work and promote a friendlier environment between both sides of the aisle. Of course, one has to wonder why she wouldn't ask for the newer or more hip fist bump instead. Regardless, if this bill passes, Missourians will be high-fiving each other all over the place starting August 28th. That is your weird news this morning. It's 6:56.
The Ford F-Series for 37th Street.